Today's evangelical hymn text was written by John Leland, a Baptist minister, itinerant preacher, political activist, and hymn writer. He did not shy away from political issues, strongly advocating that all churches should operate without state control or state support. He felt there should be no clerical hierarchy. He was not exactly your typical Baptist minister, because he refused to serve as a congregational pastor, preaching in just one church. He preferred to roam the countryside, preaching as he went. His activism led him to help his friend James Madison get elected to the U.S. Congress. Madison then championed the First Amendment, guaranteeing freedom of religion, as opposed to the European model of having a state religion. Leland firmly believed that faith needs to be voluntary, which is, of course, what the Anabaptists had decided centuries earlier. Today's song is built on Psalm 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Leland used that idea as a springboard for this invitation hymn, which is suitable for communion, revival meetings, or informal times of worship. The song is an open invitation to all, because Leland believed that grace has been freely offered to all. Alice Parker was a longtime collaborator with the choral conductor, Robert Shaw. Alice's husband, Thomas Pyle, sang in the Robert Shaw Chorale for years, and he screened the initial rounds of people auditioning for the Shaw Chorale. Parker's arrangement, which was created for the Robert Shaw Chorale, has an almost Southern harmony bounce about it.
Come and taste the wine.